Hello, I'm Kara Lamar. Welcome to the STLE Compass, brought to you by the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers. The STLE Compass is your convenient and reliable resource for the latest developments in the tribology community. This is another episode of the STLE Compass, and today the focus is on one of our members, who is a researcher and author. The emphasis is on his status as an author today, and we'll get an opportunity to hear him discuss his new book, Micro and Nanoscale Phenomena in Tribology, and get some insight into its contents. According to the author, the book is based on presentations at the NSF Summer Institute on Nanomechanics, Nanomaterials, and Micro-Nanomanufacturing, and it presents the fundamentals of micro and nanoscale phenomena associated with the tribological interface. In addition to Dr. Chung, other authors featured in the book include Catherine J. Wall, Q. Jane Wang, who is in the process of writing her own book to be released in 2012, Robert W. Karpik, who is going to be one of our course instructors for the nanotribology course at the annual meeting this year, Rachel J. Kanara, Min Jo, Song H. Kim, and Ashley Martini, who heads up the Young Tribologist Committee and is helping to organize the nanotribology education course I just mentioned. The author, Yi-Pua Chung, obtained his Ph.D. in physics from the University of California at Berkeley. He joined Northwestern University in 1977. He is currently professor of materials science and engineering and mechanical engineering at Northwestern. His research interests are in surface science, tribology, thin films, and alloy design. He was named fellow at ASM International, AVS, and STLE. His other awards include the Ralph A. Titor Engineering Educator Award from SAE, Innovative Research Award and Best Paper Award from the ASME Tribology Division, Technical Achievement Award from the National Storage Industry Consortium, Bronze Bohemia Star from the Hong Kong Special Administrative Government, and Advisory Professor from Fudan University. Dr. Chung served 2 years as a program officer in surface engineering and materials design at the National Science Foundation. His most recent research activities are in infrared reflecting coatings, low-friction surfaces, strong and tough coatings, and high-performance alloys. So today we'll get an inside look into his research and his book, Micro and Nanoscale Phenomena in Tribology. So Yi-Pua, welcome to the STLE Compass.
Well, happy to be here.
We're very glad to have you. So first, can you give us an overview of your research and what you're working on right now?
My research area is in the field of surface science and engineering. And my most recent research is to explore different ways to modify surfaces and interfaces and see how these modifications affect mechanical, tribological, and most recently on biological properties as well. And when I first started at Northwestern, my research was in the area of catalysis and semiconductor surfaces. And I remember that back in the early 80s, during one of these hallway encounters with one of my colleagues, Professor Herbert Chang, who is a very distinguished and well-respected member of the tribology community. And he got me interested in tribology. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Okay, so on that note, has there been anyone especially important or influential in your life?
Well, I have many mentors and advisors who helped shape my career over the years. And I guess for this program, let me just mention three. The first one is my PhD thesis advisor at Berkeley, Professor Gabor Somerjai, who really drilled into me the importance of doing high quality and high impact research. And the second one is Professor Chang that I mentioned earlier, who really got me into tribology. And last, and certainly not the least, is Professor Maurice Fine, my really dear colleague in material science and engineering at Northwestern, who inspired me to see the old field of physical metallurgy in a new light. In fact, today, April 12th, is the birthday of Maurice Fine, and I really want to dedicate this podcast to him.
Well, that's always nice to do. So happy birthday, Maury. So can you give us a little bit of background on the subject matter that you talk about in the book?
I guess the first thing to think about is that when we talk about tribology, you're dealing with things that are both large and small. It could be these large bearings and gears in a wind turbine or small microscale components inside a typical digital projector. And the successful operation of these devices depend on understanding and controlling interactions happening at the micro and the nano scale. And this field has benefited a great deal from multi-interdisciplinary collaborations, as we have witnessed over the years the numerous international conferences and symposia on the subject, I would say over the past 20 years. And it is with this spirit that, in fact, eight of us put this book together over the past year. And this book represents, in my opinion, the convergence of multiple science and engineering disciplines and the bridging from the macro scale to the micro scale.
How did you get to the idea for the book? What inspired you to write it or undertake the project?
Well, it's sort of a coincidence how this whole thing came about. Since 2003, we have been funded by the National Science Foundation to operate this NSF Summer Institute on nanomechanics, nanomaterials, and micro and nanomanufacturing. And the institute offers short courses on a regular basis as continuing education on different sort of nano-related topics for scientists and engineers. And each short course is taught by a team of speakers who are experts in the field. So back in 2009, I was approached by Alison Shatkin of Taylor & Francis to write the book on nanotribology. I told her that I really liked the idea, but then this would be a major, major undertaking. So I suggested to Alison, well, perhaps we could piggyback this book project with one of the tribology courses that the Summit Institute planned to offer in 2010. So in this way, what we could do is to ask each of the expert speakers to write a book chapter. So it's sort of a divide and conquer approach. And we are really fortunate to get the help of seven experts in the field to not only offer the short course, but also to collaborate on this book project.
Oh, certainly. So what topics does the book cover and why those particular topics?
When we began the project, the first question, of course, we have to ask is, well, why another book in tribology? And as I mentioned a moment ago, whether we're dealing with large ball bearings and gears or small mirrors and a digital projector, there are these critical phenomena happening at the interfaces that can range from the micro to the nano scale. So that's really the essence of the book. So when we sort of put the book together, we decided that we need to start with a discussion of the range of conditions that span the gap from the macro to the nano scale. And then we would follow the sort of the idea and say, well, we need to follow this with a continuum overview, and then a detailed discussion of the surface energy and forces involved in these tribological contexts, and of course, how we go about measuring these forces. And so that's sort of the initial part. But then the next part is that, well, at some point, somebody would like to ask the question, how do we control these forces and enhance the tribological properties? And there are two methods of control. One is by physical means, the other one is by chemical means. And these two topics are discussed in detail. And then the final chapter of this book is on molecular dynamic simulation. This is a very powerful tool that allows us to not only understand many of these nanoscale phenomena, but also to get into regimes that are not easily accessible by experiments. So, and especially nowadays with more powerful computers and smarter algorithms, I have no doubt that this method of molecular dynamic simulation will be readily adapted to exploring systems, not just for the nano, but micro scale as well. And that's the final chapter for this book.
Okay. And you mentioned that there are seven other authors. Could you tell us a little bit about them and their inclusions in the book?
The seven authors in the order of the chapters are as follows. We have Dr. Kathy Waugh from the Naval Research Lab, who has done some really fantastic work on in situ Raman studies. And then Professor Jane Wang, my colleague at Northwestern, a longtime member of STLE, and she's very well known for her work in lubrication. And she's also a lead editor of a new book called Encyclopedia of Tribology that will be published by another publisher, Springer, in 2012. And then we have Professor Rob Karpik from UPenn. I would say that he is the undisputed expert in nanotribology, and his former PhD student, Rachel Canera from NIST. And then we have Professor Ming Zhao from University of Arkansas. She is the former chair of the STLE Nanotribology Committee. She is very well known for her work on micro and nanoscale surface texturing. We have Professor Song Kim from Penn State. He has won many awards for his work on environmental effects in tribology. And last, certainly not least, is Professor Ashley Martini from Purdue University, our up-and-coming young leaders in the STLE community. I'm very grateful for all of them for their help and their efforts in this project.
I'm sure they've given a very good contribution, and I've actually had the opportunity to talk to some of them, and it was very, very beneficial, and indeed they are very dedicated to their work. So a good collection of authors, I would say.
Yep.
So for the book, who's the intended audience?
Well, this is a book on fundamentals. So the intended audience include faculty members, postdoc, graduate students, as well as practicing scientists and engineers interested to know more about the fundamentals of tribology in the micro and the nano scale.
So when will the book be available, do you think?
The hope is that it will be available by the next, there are two societies I hope that it can be advertised. One is with the joint conference in the STLE-ASME joint meeting in the fall, which I think is October, all right? And then there is another meeting, another market that we should explore, that's the AVS, which also has its fall meeting. It's either in October or early November. So that's why we would like to target it to be available in October.
What were some of the difficulties or challenges you might have faced while you were trying to compile the book?
Well, there's really only what I call one operational challenge, which is quite common, and that is to remind the authors about deadlines and chasing down the manuscripts. So it's nothing unusual. Overall, it's been a very pleasant experience, and especially with the capable assistance of the staff at Taylor & Francis.
Well, that's always good. And I do understand the operational challenges there. There's always, you know, deadlines to meet and things to get in. So I'm glad that they were very helpful there. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the applications that utilize this research when you're talking about the micro or the nanoscale?
As I mentioned a moment ago, this is a book on fundamentals. So it should be of general applicability to different types of devices, from powertrain systems in cars or bearings and gears in turbines, as well as micro devices known as MEMS, using as sensors, to hard disk drives using computers. So it's a quite a wide range of applications.
Sure. So some are in consumer applications and some are in other more specialized places.
That's right.
Okay. And as far as the field, let's talk a little bit about nanotribology. Have there been any major developments that you've heard about? And if you could give us some detail, we'd appreciate that.
Well, I would say that there are certainly many. For this particular podcast, I will just mention one. And during the past, I would say, 10 years, we are seeing more and more research investigations on biotribology. And this is a field in which we study wear and corrosion occurring in orthopedic implants. And an interface, a typical interface in these implants involve a cobalt chromium alloy rubbing against a polymer substrate in a body fluid environment with really complex chemical composition. And here you really need to understand interactions happening at the micro and the nano scale. And being able to control wear and corrosion at such an interface can mean an implant that might last 30 years instead of 10. And that's a big impact in terms of a person's health and quality of life. And considering that there are over 500,000 such operations in the U.S. every year, and about one-third are revisions, that means there's a second time around, this is quite an important interface at the micro and the nano scale.
Certainly. You want to understand what's going on there so you can limit the number of revisions that happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you consider to be the most important issues facing the field of nanotribology today? What's the future look like?
I would say there are two issues. One is people. In universities like ours, we are seeing fewer and fewer students interested in tribology research. They're going for perhaps more of the bandwagon type of research, and that's a concern. The other is federal funding. We are seeing the prospect of dramatic reduction in federal funding of basic research. And the problem is that tribology is often considered to be old-fashioned, and core support has actually not increased over the years. So I think we as a community need to do a better job to demonstrate the relevance, the excitement, as well the impact of the field.
Well, this field has an immense impact in just a number of things, let alone just bottom line looking at the cost savings. When you're talking about, or even health, when you're talking about biotribology, it's certainly very important. So, and then as far as any kind of conclusions or concepts, what would you want listeners to take away from today's discussion?
If you look at the field of micro and nanotribology, it's exciting. It involves multiple disciplines. And in modern science and engineering, it is at the intersection between two seemingly unrelated disciplines, where major discoveries are made and major technological advances are made possible. It is intellectually challenging. It benefits the society. And I hope that's the key message that the listener will take away from today's discussion.
Well, I look forward to seeing your book, and I'm sure a lot of people are interested in reading it and picking it up. So thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
And I am glad to be here today.
I'm Carol Lamar. For more news, information, and research on micro and nanoscale applications, please visit our website. You can also get more on Dr. Chung and his work at the Northwestern website. Remember, if you are an STLE member, you can purchase Dr. Chung's book at a discount when it becomes available. You can look up the book in the STLE store later this year at stle.org, or for more information, you can visit the publisher, CRC Press, at their website at crcpress.com. Thank you for joining us today. This has been another episode of the STLE Compass, pointing you in the right direction.